Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To everything, there is a reason. Hand of time, will ever be turned by.
God has
planned,
already designed. So you gotta keep moving.
Look at
what is being said here so that we can see what God wants us to do in our personal life. What it says here, starting at the 12th verse, it says, blessed is the man that walketh or endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my brother. Every good and perfect gift comes from above and cometh down from a Father of lights, on whom no variance, neither shadowing or turning. Of his own will he got us with the word of the truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrathful man working not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And this is the part that we have to look at. But ye be doers of the words, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the world, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goes his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man that he is. And so what we want to talk about today is when you are a beholder of yourself in the glass and you see what's going on in your life. One thing that we recognize and know, I say this often, my mother used to say they growing up and when we would all be in a line and someone broke the vase and nobody is telling the truth, she would often say, well, you're lying to yourself because you're not lying to me. Because the lie that you have demonstrated, you know the truth. So even though you think you're fooling me, you're really lying to yourself, saying that you're not the one that did it, because you full well know who did it. And then she went in with this clause, and God knows who did it. So really, when we lie to ourselves, and when we try to lie to other people, we really are lying to ourselves. And we see that, know that God already knows the truth. So, you know, people would always say, and the Bible says that the devil is accused of the brother, and people will always say, well, when I first got saved, well, you know what kind of stuff he used to do, and, well, I tell you what, are you sure God called you? You know the thing that you used to be in and how you used to go about doing things? But the one thing that I've come to realize is when I got saved, when I was called of God, when I found myself surrendering to him, the one thing that helped me more than hurt me is recognizing that God knew who I was. And because he knew how I was, he knew my uprising, my down setting, I could not fool him, nor could I hide from him. David said that if I cover my head, my feet will show. If I cover my feet, my head will show. If I go into the uttermost parts of the earth, he'd find me there. There is no hiding place. Because of this, I felt like, well, if God knows me, and he forgave me, and he called me, and he kept me, what do I care what the world says? What do I care about what other people are saying about me and how I can be who God has called me to be? If the very God who created me, who knows more about me than anybody else in this whole world, then what do I care what people think about me? So when I look at this, I only examine myself long enough to get discouraged, because sometimes you can look at yourself and see all your faults, see all your shortcomings, see how you're not being who God has wanted you to be in. Sometimes you just get discouraged. So we just need to look at ourselves long enough to know that I'm nothing without God. And it's God that has brought me this far. It's God that has delivered me. It's God that has called me out. He's shaped me, molded me. He's qualified me. He's justified me. It's not because of myself. So we're not looking in the mirror so that we can pat ourselves on the back or so that we can dog ourselves out. We are looking in the mirror to behold whatever God has made of us and to continue in him by faith through our works. Not because we're saved by works, but because he has saved us, we work. We begin to do what God has called us to do. We begin to go to the place that God has called us to go. I tell you what, when we think about the things that we're going through in life and we recognize that God has brought us this far, Paul said, it's not really that I'm greater than any other apostle, but he showed more grace toward me. When I examine my own life, when I see my own shortcomings, when I see all the things that I do, Paul said, I persecuted the church. Amen. I consented to the death of the martyr Stephen. I find myself, you know, going against the Christianity, and therefore I run the more. Therefore, I'm more diligent. There's more urgency in me because I saw how much God has forgiven me. And because of that, I'm going to examine myself daily. I'm going to go through the routine of looking at my life, seeing how I can be better for God, seeing how I can go higher, seeing how I can love better, forgive better, show more grace, show more mercy. Why? Because God saved me for a time such as this. And my labor is not in vain, and his salvation in my life is not in vain. I want to continue to run this word, grace with diligence. Look what it says here, and we begin to close. But whoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of this word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So if any man among you seem to be religious and burning not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father, this is the visitors of the fatherless, widows of those that are afflicted, and keep himself unspotted from the world. This is a pure religion. This is truly the true religion, not a pair of clothes, amen, not clothing that you put on. That's not true religion. True religion is walking after the things of God when you've been saved by the Father. Thank you, God, for all that you do this past season. We love and appreciate you. Have a wonderful, blessed day in the Lord.